The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Steve from Bremerton is. Steve, are you there?
I'm here. I'm ready.
It's a good old-fashioned Steve-off.
Steve from Pure Ops ready, too.
Woo, Steve.
Let's go.
Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40-ish to hear the cheat sheet?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. Us, Steve, we're full of integrity. We don't cheat.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
All right, it's even then.
Yeah.
All right. Steve from Pure Ops. Wow.
Sorry. Boo this woman.
Boo, Taryn. Well, Steven from Puyallup, it's time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Steve from Bremerton has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
The traditional color for an American wedding dress is what?
White.
Correct. The Dolphins are an NFL team from where?
Florida, Miami.
Yes. What chewy candy ran the promotion for baseball's 1 millionth run?
Yeesh. Pass.
Every continent except Antarctica has a city named what?
New Brunswick?
No.
No. Pass.
Where is your uvula located?
Oh, my throat?
Yes. What does the R stand for in for a rating of a movie?
Pass.
Who created the alien rock superstar Ziggy Stardust?
David Bowie.
Correct. The Sandwich Islands are better known as what?
Hawaii.
Correct. Who played Cher in the movie Clueless?
Cher.
No. That would have been interesting, though. Steve, you got 5 correct.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, last game, it wasn't enough. But who knows? Steve could be off his game. I'm rooting for Steve.
There are... Wow, that was tricky. There are definitely some on there I think are above his intelligence level.
Oh, for sure.
Whoa.
Maybe if he was listening to the cheat sheet, though, he would know them, but he wasn't. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
The traditional color for an American wedding dress is what?
White.
You know it. The diamond.
Diamond?
The Dolphins are an NFL team from where?
Miami.
Yes. What chewy candy ran the promotion for baseball's 1 millionth run?
Charlestown Chew?
No.
Chewy candy. Raw Tootsie Roll.
Yes. Every continent except Antarctica has a city named what?
Every what?
Continent except Antarctica has a city named what?
Paradise City.
No. I like that one.
City of Tranquility.
No.
I don't know. Lincoln Park.
No. Where is your uvula located?
In your throat.
Yes. What does the R stand for a rating of a movie?
Restricted.
Yes. Who created the alien rock superstar Ziggy Stardust?
David Bowie.
Correct. The Sandwich Islands are better known as what?
The Cayman Islands.
No.
Hawaii.
Yes. Who played Cher in the movie Clueless?
Who played Cher in the movie Clueless? Alicia Silverstone.
What in the world? Wow. Yes. Steve, and with that, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-5.
I was not expecting you to know Cher.
That was the same words earlier, too.
It was.
Okay, I swear, pure luck.
Luck?
He's probably cheating,
I got
Steve.
Most of those on the first guess. You guys all could kiss my ass.
Yeah, but- good job, Steve.
Love you, Steve. Have a good one, my friend.
I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it.
Taryn Daly, I'm the world's greatest.
I will say that I like that Sarah came to me with the Clueless one. It's like, she's never going to get this one.
Oh, I mean, I had to think of what actress is in Clueless.
Yeah.
As if.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know that much.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't even have gotten this question right, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know. I think it was a little before my time.
So you have not seen Clueless?
I don't think so.
Oh, put it on the list, Sarah.
Put it on the list.
He's growing.
The list is very long. I'm impressed you knew the chewy candy that ran the promotion.
That was an educated guess, not a lucky guess.
But can we also just discuss really quickly your pronunciation of the first guess that you made?
Charleston.
You said Charlestown.
I said Charlestown.
Charlestown, too. And then I had to Google it. I'm like, is there a W in there? I always thought it was Charleston. It sure is.
It's like the Berenstein Bears or the Baron, whatever that is.
You don't know.
I don't know.
The one you both got wrong. Every continent except Antarctica has a city named what?
Rome.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, was that right?
I thought she got it wrong.
It was on the cheat sheet, okay? Taryn didn't actually know that.
I only know because Sarah fed me the right answer.
Sure did. Well, congrats on beating other Steve.
Thank you.
There will be an opportunity for a lucky rockaholic to play Beat Migs at Live Night in front of an audience when we are at Showbox Soto on December 13th. Everything performed live. Beat Migs, the sound effects, the live voice actors, even the barbershop quartet will be back
and
with
no
us.
Pressure. You'll be playing Beat Migs while Walter Jones, Big Wall from your Seattle Seahawks, one of the greatest ever play the game. He'll be hanging out with us. He'll be joining us up on stage and an opportunity for rockaholics to meet him.
Absolutely. The tickets are on sale now and you can head to KISW.com to get yours. The sexiest bald man was just announced, and our resident bald guy, Migs, is not happy with who it is.
No, I'm actually very, I was talking with Ryan Castle yesterday, and I went off on it. I was very unhappy with who's number one.
And it's not because it's not Migs. It's not because it's not Castle. Who is it? We're going to tell you after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
A marketing agency went ahead and did us all a big favor, and they ranked the world's sexiest bald men.
Was there a need for this?
Obviously.
Okay.
Now we know.
Bald is beautiful.
Bald is beautiful. Prince William got first place.
Which, I don't know if you saw the picture. I saw it on a couple of websites, the picture that they used. I don't know why I'm getting so worked up over something so stupid, but I don't really view him as a bald guy.
I don't either.
He's
balding. He's balding.
He's got still the hair on the sides. He's still got what?
Wispies?
It's like a bad attempt at a comb over going on up top. Like, this guy is not that.
He's not that bald.
It's just,
or beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, even if he was fully bald, it's not like he's popping. Like,
Especially when I look at the list and when you have a certain person at number 6, if that's the criteria, you can still have hair on the sides, which I still, if that's so, why isn't Danny DeVito number 1? Because he came in at number 6.
Second place, though.
I would put Danny DeVito at number 1 on this one, and I would have had no questions, no argument. I'm like, that's absolutely right.
Second place, though, was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, I'm shocked he actually isn't number 1.
I agree.
Yeah.
Shaq.
He's got that new movie, right?
Red One. Shaq took 3rd.
Handsome man.
Is Jason Statham not on the list at all?
I'm looking at the top 10. I don't believe he is. Honestly, I don't even know who 2 of these people are that are on. Kelly Slater, I didn't even know had no hair.
I guess I didn't realize that either.
He's the surfer guy,
yeah.
Right? Okay, Samuel L. Jackson, okay, cool, that's fine. Terry Crews, also, no problem with that one. I have no idea who Thierry Henry is. He's a soccer coach?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then I'm probably pronouncing this name wrong. Stanley Tucci?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
He's the in Devil Wears Prada. He's the assistant to Meryl Streep.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's been the guy with the glasses.
He's been in a ton of things.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel's also on this list.
Did you just put that one on there because you look like him?
He's number 10, baby.
Just made the cut.
What has Vin Diesel been doing lately? Why is he on this list?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's still trying to get another Fast and the Furious movie out. I don't know if he's doing any other movies besides those.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, oddly enough, SNL just did a song about bald men the other night. Okay. Bill Burr and the rest of the cast appeared bald. Here is a clip from that.
We are bald men. Yes, it's true. We can do all the things that you can do.
What are they doing on Saturday Night Live?
It's bleak times.
We are bald men, and that is that. On our first date, I typically wear a hat.
Not guilty.
Wow.
You're not guilty?
I never would wear a hat on the first date.
You just let it all hang
really?
Out?
Really? I mean, I honestly think most dudes look better in a hat.
Oh, no. I'd rather, I mean, especially if I'm going on a first date, I'd rather them just see me how I am. Like, I mean, you know, why am I trying to hide my baldness? I mean, that seems very, to me, that seems odd. If I'm going to go on a date, you got to dress nice and I'm going to put a hat on. Like, I don't want you to know that I'm bald. Well, clearly I'm bald if I'm wearing the hat.
And you're proud, Steve.
But yeah. I don't think it's because Sarah thinks that you're not trying to, she thinks you look better with a hat. Just in general, any guy, even with hair.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to hide anything. You just should wear a hat in general.
All guys should. And sunglasses.
I agree with that, actually.
Hats and sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Some dudes are so sexy. And like, but they're just, you know, wearing a hat. It's outside. It's sunny and sunglasses. And then they take those two things off. And you're like,
what the hell? Who are you?
Not so much anymore.
We are all men through and through. We can do all the wonderful things that men with hair can do.
Can you walk into the wrestling ring with that next time?
Yes.
You
wrestle?
Yeah. If I have a whole team of ball guys with me.
Oh. You and The Rock.
Like a bald, like a faction.
We could get Sarah and Taryn some bald caps and they could walk in with
I'd
you.
I'd do it.
Nice.
Well, you guys are going to come to SOS Wrestling on Friday. Maybe you guys should wear bald hats.
Mm. Ooh.
Over at Edison Square in Tacoma on Friday night.
I'm there.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child together. And as you can imagine, the comments on the internet do not disappoint.
We are bald men.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Megan Fox announced yesterday on Instagram that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting a child together.
I didn't even know they were still together. I thought they broke up.
I thought they broke up. They were engaged and they were not engaged. Well, now they're expecting. And some were, of course, very happy for the couple, but others were not. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Send some of these comments to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out your favorite ones, reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people, I mean, get really worked up over things that really shouldn't even concern them. But, you know, people are having a blast making fun of these two, having a field day with it. Are you ready for the first comment?
I'm kind of scared.
All right, here we go.
6 months and he will be gone.
They lasted longer than 6 months the first go round. And that was without a kid.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
I don't get it. I know I shouldn't be judging, but I just don't get the fascination she has with MGK, or the fascination that anyone has with MGK for that matter. I would like it if she was fascinated with me.
Okay, Jason.
Was that Jason or was that the commenter? I'm confused.
I think that was Jason.
I think you might be right.
I was very impressed with him in The Dirt.
Yes.
But his music is awful.
See, I don't mind when he tried to become a pop. I know Danny hated it, I think. When he tried to become a pop punk guy, I was like, that's actually not that bad. I could live without him ever singing or attempting to be a rap artist.
Oh, no.
Whereas most people, I think, feel it's the other way around.
Yeah, I don't like any of it.
Danny's a huge fan of his hip hop.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever listened to his actual hip hop.
The only hip hop I ever really listened to him was one time he rapped John Cena out at like WrestleMania.
All right.
And then the other time when he was in that rap war with Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really have a lot to work with.
That's just a bad idea. Don't do a rap war with Eminem.
Especially when you're Machine Gun Kelly, but whatever. All right, here's our next comment.
Babe's name will be Cap Gun.
That was actually a good one.
I kind of like that one.
Very clever.
What if they call the kid Revolver? Ow!
No, Cap Gun. We're going with
Way
Cap
better.
Gun. Did you see the picture that she posted, though? That was strange.
Is she covered in, like, paint? Or is she in some weird latex suit? I can't tell what's going on.
I don't know if it was, like, a nod to the fact that, like, now half of his body is tattooed black. So she decided that she was, unless maybe the gender reveal is just a fully tattooed black baby.
That could be it.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't understand what was going on there, but it was, like, her with, like, black paint all over her. And then she was holding, I think, a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly how my wife announced it.
Yes.
Oh, yes. A baby solves all the problems.
It does.
Yeah, I think it might have solved maybe her ex's problem of not having to worry about being with her again.
Oh, funny enough, though, because I didn't know this because she was married to Brian Austin Green and he had two kids like right after they broke up.
With her?
No, with somebody else. Like, I was like he moved on faster than she did, so.
He's like, damn it, I'm done. I'm trying to go impregnate other people. I don't think that having a baby ever really helps keep a relationship together. I could be wrong, but.
I mean, it puts a strain on regular people's.
You and your wife are still together?
That's true. We were 1 foot out the door on each other, and then Tatum came into our world, and look at us.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years now.
Everything's solved.
I believe in Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. We have one more comment.
There are so many Judge Judys in here. I hope you can all produce some relationship therapy credentials, okay?
Okay.
Is that a term? When people are judgmental, you call them a bunch of Judge Judys? Because I love that.
That's great.
I'm all in for that one.
Well,
I wish them nothing but the best.
Same.
Which, they haven't announced the gender of the baby. I can't even imagine what the gender reveal is going to be if that's how she announced they're having a child.
It's going to be like black smoke and no one's going to know what it is.
Like, what is this? And like, oh, we don't know. Machine Gun Kelly's just getting now the second half of his body tattooed black. He's just going to go full on, just black out all over his entire body.
An actor found out that he is not in the new season of a show when they aired the first episode and killed him off. You're going to find out what's trending after Pearl Jam. Thanks to technology, we have nothing but information to sift through all the time.
Too much information.
And it's way too much. And as you're getting your day going, we want to help you sift through the important things by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
This is a bit of a spoiler alert for those who watch Yellowstone, so turn down your radio if you don't want to know this.
I'm in the first season, so don't do this to me.
This is the long-delayed second half of season 5. It debuted on Sunday, and apparently Kevin Costner revealed that he learned about his Yellowstone character's death the same time that fans did. Here he is talking about it.
To be perfectly honest, I didn't know it was actually airing last night. That's a swear-to-God moment. I said, swear to God. I mean, I've been seeing ads with my face all over the place, and I'm thinking, gee, I'm not in that one.
Now, did he stop doing it because of a contract thing? Was that what was going on? Or he was just done doing it?
That's what I understand. I think it was a money thing.
So what if he was just like, that's weird. Why are you still using my face and my likeness? But I guess they wanted people to go and watch it to find out what's going to happen to his character. Who's the star of it?
I'm not in this season, but I've been seeing. But I didn't realize yesterday was the thing. My focus has been on what I was having to do. And I got a few calls to me. So you think sometimes I'm like just a passenger in my life. You know, there's a lot going on. And somebody said, you know, it played last night. And I said, okay. So now I found out about it this morning, actually.
Weird.
I mean, Brad and I had already kind of decided we weren't even going to watch the second half of season five because just the whole thing was appearing to be very disappointing. And then immediately people I know were spoiling it for me on social media. So now I really don't want to watch it.
So you guys, are you
just out?
You're just done?
Just out.
Kevin Costner's done and you guys are done?
Yeah, because I mean, he was the nucleus of the show.
I mean, I only watched, I had no issues with the show. It was just one of those ones where I'm like, yeah, my wife is not feeling this. You know how you can get that vibe? You're like, well, this is supposed to be like the couple's show that we watched together. And she was kind of just zoned out, like had no interest in it. And I was like, I like the first season, but man, that whole show is all about Kevin Costner.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they do have a couple great prequels. There's 1883 and 1923. I'm all in for. They're going to have another season of that. I have a big crush on Spencer Dutton, so I'm excited about that one.
There's too many. Come on. Even my, like, we are big fans of watching the season of The Voice, but I think my wife is already, like, tapped out because we don't get to watch much TV as a couple. Like, you know, it's like we watch children's shows or this or that, or just don't watch TV at all. So usually it's like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, we're finally sitting down to watch something, and then within 30 minutes we fall asleep. We are like 9 episodes behind on The Voice, and I'm like, I'm trying to power through it, but even I'm just like, we can't do this anymore.
You can do it, Steve.
No, we give up. Oh man, so I don't know if you heard about this was going on, and we got a couple of text messages about it as well. I just thought this was hilarious because I think some people are realizing it's very important when you put down a website on a package that you put the right website down. Mattel is having a little bit of an issue because they have these new Wicked dolls to coincide with the new movie. It has Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you sound very confident about that as much as I do. But the problem is on the box, it says, hey, get more information by checking out the Wicked website. And then it puts a website that, well, doesn't lead you to the movie, the dolls. It's an adult-themed website. In fact, here's Inside Edition talking about it.
The epic musical fantasy film opens next week, but today we're learning there is something wickedly wrong with the packaging for its movie tie-in dolls. You're gonna be popping. The film stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. The dolls look adorable, but look at the packaging. The website listed is wicked.com, which links to a pornographic website. It was supposed to show the film's official website, wickedmovie.com.
Now, if I'm Wicked, the adult site, I think it's time to make a parody.
Oh, for sure.
And now I at least have an excuse for when my wife asks me why I'm on that website. I'm like, I was just trying to find some more information about this new movie with Ariana Grande. It's my bad.
You had to research.
Yeah.
Rockaholics,
wow.
Love, if you would like to take a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning, he has a record of 319 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. It's getting kind of annoying to see you winning all these times, Steve.
No, it's not.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.